Welcome back to Grow by Cassandra. Today's episode is going to be amazing. It's entitled, Does God Own a Mirror? AKA, Does God Look in the Mirror? I'm considering a career in modeling. Okay, so maybe it's like Instagram modeling or, I don't know, my own photo album modeling. But, you know, Instagram can make you feel like you can do anything. And for me, joy is found in new adventures. So I thought about challenging myself to take pictures, to dress up, to use hashtags and all of that. And then I started feeling a little guilty, like, am I too into myself? So then I thought about challenging myself to take pictures of things and places and other people, exclusive of any selfies. Can you imagine? Right? No selfies. Well, those pages that are always representing things and people and places, the pages are pretty interesting. The ones where you don't know what the owner looks like, you're scrolling to see who owns this page and who's behind this handle. But me personally, I like selfies, glammed up selfies, dressed up selfies, dressed down selfies, hair looking a mess selfies, skin super regular selfies. I like them. They're fun. Now, I don't take them every day, but I don't mind an occasional selfie. And I know some people would consider selfies to be narcissistic, right? But I beg to differ. I can be a model and I can be humble. And I also realize that I'm not my looks, but I love my looks. So when I wake up after too much stress or before a big event, I can take a selfie. I love my kinks. I love my new dimples. I got new dimples, y'all. And if you ever FaceTime me, I will ask for the affirmation that you see them. I smile and I say, you see my dimples? You see my dimples? Do you see it? Yeah, you see my dimples? And you better agree, because they're there. See, I grew up struggling with self-esteem because I was young and dark with big eyes and silver caps on my teeth. I wanted to be liked and accepted for my looks and my character. Not much has changed. I mean, I'm confident now, but it's God confidence. I could focus on my supposed flaws or look for God's perfection in everything. My eyes tell a story. My dark skin is my glory, and the silver that still lingers on a tooth inside of my mouth, well, it reminds me to floss daily. Still working on that. So does God look in the mirror? Does God own a mirror? He who created all does pause to admire it, right? His glory, his creation, his awesomeness. Yeah. And God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Genesis 1:31. If God saw that it was good, who am I to disagree? So that's just it. Let's agree with God. There are some things he says about you, he says about me, he says about his creation. And I would encourage you to make these your affirmations. Write them on post-it notes. Write them on your mirror. Etch them in your mind. Hide them in your heart. And post a selfie and add the caption or the belief about yourself and the love that you deserve. As I'm leaving this podcast, I have two students outside of my room with a lot of energy and a lot of voice level. So I'm recording this before I'm on duty because this idea, this thought came to me yesterday, and I love to be able to take action. If that still doesn't feel right for you, the selfie with the caption about a belief or scripture that you really, really connect to, then create an Instagram account full of your selfies and don't share the handle. It'll be your own love affair with yourself at Cassandra Loves Herself. At nobody's gonna find this page because I'm still working on me. Get creative and remember to see God's creation as he sees as he sees it, beautiful, wonderful, acceptable, good. Believe that mirrors are reminders of a good thing. While you're staring at the mirror, grab that booger. Straighten your glasses. Pick the kale out of your teeth. I'm telling you, mirrors have a benefit. And while you're at it, remember to rest. I believe that's an essential ingredient to your ability to grow. Here are some things that God says about you. I got these online. It's really easy to find ways to build yourself up and to encourage yourself. So I encourage you to encourage yourself. These are from sheismore.com. I am a new creation in him. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. I am righteous and holy. Ephesians 4:24. And to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. I have been born again by the Holy Spirit. John 3:3-6. Jesus answered, Very true, I tell you. I was skipping to King James Version. Very true, I tell you. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to spirit. I am saved by grace as a gift, not because of my performance. Ooh, that one's good. I am saved by grace as a gift, not because of my performance. Ephesians 2:8. God saved you by his grace when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. I radiate light wherever I go. Matthew 5:14, one of my favorites. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Philippians 2:15, I shine like a firework in the night. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky. I am a daughter of light. 1 Thessalonians 5:5. You are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. Matthew 5:13. I am the salt of the earth. You are the salt of the earth. I am a vessel of divine light. 2 Corinthians 4:16. For God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. Beams and light and joy exude from me. Psalm 97:11. Light shines on the godly and joy on those whose hearts are right. I am a victor. Romans 8:37, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. I am a heavenly calling. Hebrews 3:1, therefore, holy brothers and sisters who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, whom we acknowledge as our apostle and high priest. I have royalty in my veins and lead with integrity. Sorry, the lyric, you know what came into my mind. Royalty in my DNA. 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. I am designed for good works. Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. I am a co-heir with Christ. Romans 8:17. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share with his glory. I am chosen and called by God to produce fruit. John 15:16, You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, in the name of the Father, whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. John 15:16. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. I am worthy. And Psalm 139:14. It's very well known, and we should definitely memorize it, but really internalize it. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Guys, it's okay to take a look in the mirror. It's okay to admire what God has created. And if we're being honest, does God own a mirror? Does God look in the mirror? Absolutely. He must. He's created us. He's created us to do the same. So, I'm going to repeat myself. Believe that mirrors are reminders of a good thing. While you're staring, get that booger, straighten your glasses, and pick the kale out of your tooth. And while you're at it, rest. I believe that it is an essential ingredient to your ability. And while you're at it, rest. I believe that rest is an essential ingredient to your ability to grow. Talk to you next time.